This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound, Tinbald, right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play.
Wow.
Walked on the play. Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee, bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Pauline Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Marion Local in Maria Stein in Mercer County, set to bring you tonight's girls basketball game between the Rushi Raiders on the road here at Marion Local. The Flyers come in tied for first in the Midwest Athletic Conference in the girls standings with a mark of 6-2, 13-6 overall on the season for Marion Local. And the Rushi Raiders have been coming on strong under first-year head coach Mike Bayshore. Rushi now with a 12-8 mark in the campaign, 8-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi most recently downed Bodkins on Saturday morning at Rushi by a final score of 45-33. Celeste Borchers scored 13 in that game. Hazel Francis had 7. They are two freshmen, which continue to ignite this club. Borchers pumped in 8 in a game that we covered recently here on scoresbroadcast.com when Rushi defeated Anna. Claudia Haney, the sophomore, poured in 9 on Saturday morning. Junior guard Addison Chappie had 6. She was remarkable against Anna, Chuck, in the game that we announced. Addison had 15 in that victory over Anna. And I have not even mentioned Ronnie Poling's name yet. She's a force in the middle. This Rushi team is getting stronger at the right time. They have a lot of good pieces, go 9 or 10 deep. It's going to be a force in the tournament, no question about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, they're well coached. His first year with them, and he's doing a great job. Ronnie Poling at 6'1 in the middle. Needs to be a force for them down the road now. Haney, I like Haney, 5'9 senior. I think she does an outstanding job. And I just love Hazel Francis, 5'9 freshman. And that kid's going to be really good.
What a hot streak for the Rushi girls. You look down the schedule. Rushi suffered a loss on Monday, January 15th, MLK Classic event at Versailles. Finley Liberty Benton defeated Rushi. No shame in that. Liberty Benton, a powerhouse Division II club, only 1-5 over the Rushi Raiders. That's Rushi's last setback. Rushi, since then, has won, if I count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 in a row, 8 of the last 9. And the last time Rushi lost 2 in a row was December 23rd and January 4th to New Bremen and Fort Loramie. It's a team that's played a pretty strong schedule. The likes of Sydney, Minster, Covington, New Bremen, Liberty Benton, as I mentioned, Versailles, which Rushi beat 50-47. And here tonight, Marion Local on the road. I'd say the stringent slate of games is paying off.
Yeah, it's a tough road, and it's a tough week for them. They got Marion, and then they've got Loramie at home on Thursday.
Right.
So this is a tough week, but this is when you're getting ready for tournament, and this is where everybody has to start gaining confidence and buying into what the coach is trying to do.
Rushi will have to slow down here tonight. Ava Unrost, 14 points a game for the Marion Local Flyers, only player in doubles, although in the post, Nora Eckstein is very good as well, 5'9 senior. She's pushing 10 points a game and is one of the top rebounders in the Midwest Athletic Conference. But Unross, not unlike Brenna Cobb, can take over a game, and Brenna did against Rushi recently, not until the fourth quarter, though. The Raiders held her pretty much in check for 3 periods, and that's the kind of game that Rushi needs to do tonight. Count on Hazel Francis and Faith York to have the defensive guarding assignments for Unross for Marion Local.
Yeah, Faith York did a nice, real nice job in the Anna game, but you can only hold her down so long, and Cobb had an incredible fourth quarter.
Junior varsity tilt in progress. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Rushi 22, Marion Local 19. That's the score of our JV contest. Rushi up 3 inside of 6 minutes to go in the fourth period. And K case you missed it last night, 8th grade girls tournament final, Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi defeated Fort Loramie for the 8th grade championship. Anna beat Rushi for the 7th grade girls tourney title last night at Fort Loramie. We'll return with more in just a few minutes from here at Marion Local. Rushi Raiders on the road against the Marion Local girls. Big interconference game tonight. Rushi from the Shelby County Athletic League and Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Local Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management.
J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The junior varsity game winding down here on scoresbroadcast.com at Marion Local. 29-21, Rushi girls lead by 8, under 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. What a sight, Chuck, here at Marion Local. You see a pennant, flag, emblem, one piece of signage after another in the blue and gold on the far end of the gymnasium, just below the ceiling, above the stage, going from corner to corner. And they represent, who knows, some 25 or so state championships, including 14 in football since the year 2000. How about that?
It's amazing. And they got as many on this wall on the other side. And it's not just football. They were undefeated in boys track last year,
yep.
Won the state championship. I mean, it's just a really athletic school.
In addition, five volleyball state titles earned by Marion Local over the years, three state championships in boys basketball, one in girls, and as we mentioned, 14 in football since the year 2000. Think about that. That's better than one of every two seasons that Marion Local is earning a state championship in high school football. This girls basketball team lost to Anna. Marion Local was beaten by Anna this past Saturday, 43-35. Arushi recently, in a game we covered in Scores Broadcast, led from start to finish in beating Anna 54-47, but don't hold any stock in looking at common opponents.
Well, they got some size, and you know, Arushi's going to have to deal with that. They need to have a good game out of polling. She needs to be the 12 and 14 range every game, because if she gets the ball down on the block, she's really kind of unstoppable.
Ronnie's averaging 13.8. per contest in the way of points, almost 10 rebounds a game. Hazel Francis over 7 a game, nearly 4 assists. Addison Chappie, 6.5 points a game, a couple of assists. Celeste Borchers, close to 5 a game, more than 2 assists per contest. Claudia Haney, now up to 5 a game, over 3 assists per game. Callie Gubo at 3 per contest. Jayla Chappie won't see action tonight, nursing a wrist or hand injury. Rushi girls coming on strong, as we have noted, under first-year head coach Michael Bayshore, who has had coaching experience in the past at Fort Recovery and Versailles and Greenville as well. 10 years experience total before coming to Rushi. He was the Greater Western Ohio Conference Coach of the Year at Greenville in 2015. District 9 Coach of the Year honors that season, and also the Southwest District Coach of the Year in 2015. And he's done one heck of a job. I remarked to him a few weeks ago, Chuck, you don't measure progress so much in wins and losses. It's the eye test, the optics. Is the team getting cohesive on the floor? Fundamentally, are they improving? And with that came the victories. Eight of the last nine won by Rushi.
Well, it's amazing that if your skills get better, your wins go up. That's goes hand in hand. And they're just well coached. I mean, I've seen a lot of basketball, and you know when they are, when they're not. And these young ladies do a really nice job of running the offense. They pressure well. They don't foul. They're just a good basketball team and getting better.
At Marion Local, when longtime head coach Treva Fortkamp decided to retire from head coaching at the end of the 14-15 season, she was replaced by Beth Strive, who teaches up in the Parkway school system. She had been an assistant to Fortkamp for 9 years at Marion. So since 2015-16, Strive has been the mentor of the Marion Local Girls program. She's done a fine job. She's got the winning edge over Rushi in her tenure at Marion Local. Last year, the Flyers won at the Raiders gym by a score of 51-45. Speaking of this Marion Local team, Chuck noted the size. Yep, there is some height on this club. Allison Dirksen, 5'10 senior. Nora Eckstein, 5'9 senior. Maya Eckstein, a freshman, 5'9" tall. They play around the basket, do a very good job. Marion Local, statistically, one of the better defensive teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference. In fact, I think the Flyers are number one in terms of points allowed per contest. 38.5% field goal shooting percentage is what Marion Local is allowing this year. It's second in the league, and this Marion Local team shoots free throws at about 70%, number two in the Midwest Athletic Conference. So Marion Local does a lot of little things well. Doesn't score a whole bunch of points, only averaging 45.5. Rushi's probably going to need mid-40s to stay right in this game with the Flyers here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And all the stats that you were giving, the one that is the most important is points per game given up. You can let a team shoot 70% if you keep them, if your points per game is second in the league.
Exactly. Marion Local, by way of standings, tied for the top spot in the MAC, as I said previously, with an overall mark of 6-2. In fact, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 clubs with just two setbacks in the Midwest Athletic Conference, Marion Local, St. Henry, Versailles, and Minster. And they've all played each other. They're done going up head-to-head. Minster's got two games left, a couple of winnable contests, although the one on the road at New Bremen may be a little more difficult, but Marion Local, with a win in its last MAC game, has a chance to do no worse than a tie for the MAC championship. Remaining after tonight, Marion Local's got Coldwater on February 8th at Fort Loramie next Tuesday. We'll cover that game here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll return with more from here at Marion Local in just a few minutes, inside a minute to go in our JV tilt. Rushi is ahead by 7. That seems to be a comfortable margin. Should be enough to hang on to win. Raiders 31, Flyers 24, 47.4 to go in the preliminary game. Varsity tilt coming up in about 17 or 18 minutes. Rushi on the road here at Marion Local tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is
pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
It is senior night here at Marion Local High School. And not
we
only
get an award, then we're seniors.
Yes, yes, yeah. We deserve several awards. The three Marion Local seniors who are parading to center court with their parents at this moment are Nora Eckstein, Audrey Winter, and Allison Dirksen. Three 12th graders for the Marion Local Flyers. Very young roster, as is Rushi's as well. Carly Scott, a senior. She's been out injured. Ronnie Poling, a senior. Lacey Flippo, a senior. Jayla Shappi, a 12th grader as well. And that's it. Those names round out the seniors combined for these two clubs. There are not many. Two youthful, talented girls high school basketball teams going at it here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. As we alluded about 10 minutes or so ago, Ava Unras, 5'6" guard, junior for Marion Local, is averaging 13.6 a game. She is a 40% shooter from the floor, better than 30% from behind the arc. This Marion Local team doesn't shoot that many threes, but they do average about 32% as a team from three-point territory. The other two leading scorers for Marion Local are Allison Dirksen. She's averaging right around 9.5 points a game. Dirksen is a 5'10" senior. And Nora Eckstein, a 5'9" senior, she too is at 9 points a game. They are rebounding weapons on the inside for the Marion Local Flyers. Expect the Marion Local to be extremely disciplined and patient on offense here tonight. The Raiders, when they get a chance, will push the ball up and down the floor. Could be a moderately low-scoring game. First club to the low 40s could very well win it. I'd like to let our listeners know that coming up on this Thursday night, Rushi is home to Fort Loramie. We've got that game covered for you here on scoresbroadcast.com this Thursday night, Fort Loramie girls at Rushi. On Friday night, it's Botkins at Rushi in a boys' contest, each team with a loss in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins and Rushi collide on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, more than likely, we will travel to Lima and follow Botkins against Lima Shawnee on Saturday evening. This is our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center is a Scores founding partner. We would not be on the air today without the assistance, the support, the backing of LaCal Equipment. When we started in 2006, and LaCal Equipment has sustained its partnership ever since. LaCal moved to Shelby County, Ohio, Jackson Center in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. LaCal asks us to spotlight a couple of girls basketball players each night, young ladies who excel on the court and in the classroom. And this evening for Rushi, it's Faith York, a sophomore, daughter of Mike and Maria York. 4.0 GPA for Faith York. Active in academia, cross country, the Stella Maria Church Group, honor roll 4-H, would like to pursue college studies at a four-year university and major perhaps in psychology. Her dad, Mike, by the way, is a Rushi High School graduate. And Faith has got six brothers and sisters. Five have graduated already from Rushi. Jamie, Michael, Jessica, Sam, and Jenna. And Sophia is an eighth grader in the Rushi School District. For Marion Local, we highlight Nora Eckstein tonight, a senior for the Flyers, daughter of Ryan and Carla. Nora's mom, Carla, a Marion Local graduate. 3.95 GPA for Nora. Takes part in volleyball, Spanish club, math and science clubs, National Honor Society, art club, FCA, and is a server at church. Will probably enroll at UC and pursue nursing. And her sister, Maya, is a freshman on the Marion Local basketball team. She's got a brother, Nolan, who is a sophomore. Nora Eckstein, senior basketball player here at Marion Local. And Faith York, sophomore for the Rushi Raiders, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Opening tip-off, starting lineups about 12, 13 minutes away. Both teams on the floor, warming up. We've got high school basketball tonight, girls action. Rushi Raiders, Marion Local Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Rushi, as I alluded earlier, 8-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. A league date with Fort Laramie on Thursday. Anna is a game behind in the standings. Anna has one more contest left in the league. That is with Bodkins, which upset Anna earlier in the year by 4 points at the Rockets gym. So Rushi is assured of no worse than a second-place tie in the Shelby County Athletic League and could possibly get second place all by its lonesome if the Raiders were to upset Fort Laramie on Thursday or if Anna would fall to Bodkins. Other games in the SCAL on Thursday. Houston plays at Jackson in addition to the Anna at Bodkins and Fort Laramie and Rushi games. Tonight there are 1, 2, 3 boys teams in action. Bodkins is at Newton. New Knoxville's at Fort Laramie. And Rushi's at Fairlawn. That is a makeup game. That contest previously scheduled for Fairlawn on a Friday night was iced out. It was just a bit too slippery in the Fairlawn School District and on the property for that game to be played.
And Fairlawn was hoping for ice again on Friday, so I don't think they're going to get it.
This coming Friday night, of course, is Bodkins at Rushi and Fort Laramie at Houston. Fort Laramie boys, by the way, Chuck, gave Marion Local a close call on Saturday night. In fact, in talking with Redskins head coach Mitch Westerheide earlier today, Fort Laramie had a late three-pointer to cut the deficit to 1. Shot was missed. Foul on the play. Redskins had 3 free throws, missed them all. Marion Local stretched out the final difference in the game, but Fort Laramie was right there. Redskins have certainly been improving within a few possessions of their victorious opponents in the final few minutes. Can't quite get over the hump. Maybe the tournament trail will breathe some new life into that Fort Laramie boys basketball team.
Well, I mean, like I said earlier in the broadcast, you can tell when teams are well coached. Sometimes you just don't have the talent, but the kids are trying to do it. They're doing the right thing. He's got them in the right spots. And, you know, I mean, just sometimes the other team's just better than you.
Speaking of well coached, Rushi and Bodkins go at it this Friday night. Bodkins gave the Raiders all they wanted earlier in the year. At Bodkins, Trojans led in that game by 7, midway through the third quarter. Rushi, with their typical flurry in the last 10-12 minutes, pulled away to win that game. Rushi blew out Ansonia by, I think, 50 points on Saturday night after being edged by Anna on Friday. I bet the Raiders get it turned around here real quick. A lot on the line Friday night. I mean, Bodkins technically a half game up in the standings over Rushi.
Right. Well, I mean, at Anna, Rushi had a shot. They came back, took the lead to start the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And Anna didn't fold, and they held him to 4 points in the fourth quarter, which to me is unbelievable. But I'm going to give Anna credit. Anna played really, really well. And Coach Barhorst got his 200th win. What a great win for him. That's one he's going to remember it anyway. But, boy, to beat the number one team in the state, yeah, you did something.
The Raiders were exceedingly good in the third quarter at Anna. Outscored the Rockets 22-12.
Yep.
Usually that spells victory for Rushi down the home stretch. It didn't on Friday night. Anna just would not be denied and made eight threes in that game. And I swear, Chuck, three or four of them were from the second or third row.
Yeah, Heitkamp hit a couple of huge ones there in the second half.
And, how about the one by Myers with a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, Myers was my player of the game. That kid was outstanding. He just gets better and better.
Rushi girls keep getting better and better. This Rushi team has improved. Boy, they passed the eye test, and they've won eight of the last nine. 6 minutes before the tip-off of tonight's game, Rushi on the road here at Marion Local. We've got more in just a few minutes on ScorersBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. For Rushi, Ronnie Poling needs to sparkle. She's got to hit her per-game average, maybe 15 or 16 for Ronnie. Rushi's got to get the ball down the floor comfortably and run its sets and make sure Ronnie has her touches. Defensively, Rushi's got to corral Ava Unras. 14 points a game for Marion Local. She's a game changer. She's not unlike Brenna Cobb of Anna. She can dominate a quarter, a half, maybe even a game. Those are key building components for these two teams here tonight, Rushi and Marion Local. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. And again, a big thank you to Wisebridge in Sydney, Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. A new underwriting sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com, A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. Way back then, A&M Pallet repaired broken pallets for one large customer back in 86. Well, today, four decades later, A&M serves that initial customer still, plus 200 additional businesses across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday to Sunday off. Just message us on Facebook or call that number again, A&M Pallet in Rushi, 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Go Raiders! Starting lineups are next. Marion Local in Rushi. Here at the Flyers gym tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The Rushi Raiders have won six straight, 8 of 9. Second-place team in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi takes on Marion Local tonight, 13-6 by way of record for the Flyers, who are tied for the top spot in the MAC. Marion Local and Versailles are both 6-2. Minster, St. Henry, 5-2. Chuck and I are situated in about row 3 on the baseline, about 10 feet from the Rushi Raiders bench. This is the place in the gymnasium, Chuck, where our Verizon MiFi hotspot gives us the best signal strength. There's a tower between Marion Local High School and Chickasaw. Once upon a time, you just really had very little chance to make a call via Verizon in this part of Mercer County. I'd say 10 or 12 years ago, it was really tough. It's much, much improved now. Verizon is just about everywhere you can go. And here at Marion Local in the gym, We've got a couple of comfortable bars of signal strength, which are every bit as good as we get in places like the Pickwood Gym and at Botkins, for that matter. Starting lineup for the Rushi girls, Ronnie Poling in the middle, 6'1 senior. Faith York at a wing, a 5'8 sophomore. Addison Chappie at a guard, a 5'6 junior. Celeste Borchers, a freshman, 5'10 at a wing. Hazel Francis, 5'9, and a freshman at a guard spot. Marion Local, Ava Unross, 5'6 junior guard. Nora Eckstein, 5'9 senior forward. Joined by Audrey Winter, 5'6 senior guard. Maya Eckstein, who is Nora's sister, a 5'9 freshman, and Allison Dirksen, forward, 5'10 and a senior. Rushi controlled the opening tap and fumbled the ball out of bounds over the end line. Marion Local attacks at the half court, throws cross court, and it is caught. Juggling catch by Maya Eckstein, low right post, and then she pivoted in the lane and with a southpaw move banked it in to give Marion Local an early 2-0 lead.
And Poling got away with a foul on that one too. They didn't call it. She got a break.
Here is York up the floor for Rushi. Gives it up on the arc to Hazel Francis. Straight away handled by the Raider Celeste Borchers. Ball whipped around the top of the circle. York left flank. She's now at the elbow on the left. Dumps it down baseline right to teammate Addison Chappie. There's a scrum for a loose ball, and Marion Local digs it off the floor. Here come the Flyers. We've played a minute 15. Marion Local in the lead, 2-0. Controlling the ball between the circles is number 10. That's Ava Unross. Ball thrown, foul line extended left. Here's a pivot shot, but Dirksen, no good, off the heel. 14-footer missed. Rebound by Rushi. Quickly down the floor, Raiders, who deal the ball into the right corner to Borchers. Thought about shooting, didn't. Lobbed it on the arc to Faith York. Shot fake, left wing to Francis of Rushi. Ball given up straight away to Celeste Borchers. 6:11 to go, opening quarter. 2-0, Marion Local. Ronnie Poling needs to get into the mix somehow, some way. What's Marion Local doing defensively, Chuck?
Well, they're playing man, and they've got Dirksen on Poling, and she's got the size to stay with her down there.
Yep, here's Addison Chappie, top of the circle. Leaves it for Celeste Borchers, who weaves her way into the lane, wormed about 8 feet from the basket. Shot was deflected out of bounds by Marion Local. Raiders will throw it in beneath the rim. It's York looking, firing, low on the right. The teammate Poling, shot too strong. Weak side rebound, though, by Rushi. Taken down by Hazel Francis, who gave it up, got it back. Ball dealt to Borchers. Baseline shot deflected again by Marion Local. Flyers come away with it. Marion Local's length has been troublesome so far. Ball thrown cross court by Unross, handled there 25 feet out by Eckstein. Ball given on the play to Audrey Winter, to Unross. She drives into the lane, leaves it baseline left for a teammate. Short shot by Maya Eckstein, grazed the side of the board, and Rushi got the carom. Still 2-0, Marion Local, 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Right wing, Rushi with the ball. Shot fake from behind the arc, and then a twisting drive by Addison Chappie. Yes! Banked it in off the rim, around the iron like a top, and in it went.
That young lady has improved more than anybody I've seen this year.
Yep, she has had a dazzling campaign. Addison Chappie with a two-pointer to tie the game up at a deuce. Here is Dirksen available, high right for Marion Local. She shot it short off the front rim, backboard no good. Rebound Unross, couldn't get it to fall. Flyers get it once more, right back to Dirksen straight away. Good! Dirksen hits a three. Oh, she's dangerous from the perimeter. Allison Dirksen, 5'10" senior. Here is Rushi attacking on the arc. It's Francis. Francis on the bounce. Head coach Michael Bayshore wants a timeout. 4:13 left, opening period. Marion Local 5, Rushi 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness
and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, make no bones about it, Allison Dirksen for Marion Local, who is a tall presence on the court at 5'10". Love to shoot it from distance. She's got good range. She's tried a couple, made one. That's the difference in the game so far, 5-2 in favor of the Flyers. 3:54 to go first quarter. Rushi dribbling on the arc at York. Little pick and roll down inside for Poling. She had it momentarily, coughed it up out of bounds to Marion Local. That is going to be a key to this game, Chuck. Can Ronnie Poling get involved? Can her teammates involve her by getting the ball to the post?
Well, they're trying to enter it from the top of the key to her down in the middle of the lane. That's not where you need to get the ball. You need to get it to the block.
Unross with a drive, but low the basket. Tried to feed a teammate in the corner. Winner. Shot was no good. Rebound, yes. Stuck back in on the play by Nora Eckstein. She got the board low in the right to make it 7-2 in favor of the Flyers. Unross loves to drive and dish to the arc. Here is Rushi barreling down the right side of the lane. It's Poling up off the backboard, too strong. Rebound down to Marion Local. Quickly firing is Dirksen. Airballed it. Saved inbounds below the rim of the Flyers. Caught and laid in. Well done on the play by Maya Eckstein. She was alert. Loose balls going to the Flyers, who are on top 9-2. 5 minutes played, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yeah, Brucey girls so far not real efficient at the offensive end. And Marion Local's height has enabled the Flyers to get a couple of shots on a few occasions when the Flyers have had the ball in the half court. And Unross loves to penetrate and give the ball up to teammates on the arc. Here in the half court, Rushi turns it over again, Chuck.
That's their fourth turnover. They've got one basket, four turnovers, and they've given up three offensive rebounds. That's why they're down 9-2.
2:40 left to go, opening quarter. Marion Local with the ball straight away. Handled on the arc by Unross. Gave it up to teammate Maya Eckstein, who tried to pass it back to Unross, deflected and taken away by Rushi. Here come the Raiders down the floor, penetrating the paint area. Is Hazel Francis? Shot was shy of the mark. Might have been touched. For sure it was altered. Rebound down to Marion Local. Quickly ahead to Dirksen. Baseline right, spots up, shoots and scores.
She is so smooth. I mean, she catches that ball, just a nice little 8-foot jumper from the corner.
11-2, Marion Local. Here is Francis down the floor for Rushi into the lane. Gave it up on top to teammate Ronnie Poling. Poling's only gotten it in shooting position once. Here she does, down low on the right. Good entry pass, and she makes it. Good delivery by Claudia Haney, who's in now. 6'2 sophomore. Fine assist by Haney. Poling on the finish. 11-4 Marion Local. A minute 38 to go here in the first. Unross, high right for Rushi. Hits Dirksen in the lane. Now to Eckstein. Back to Dirksen. Dirksen 25 feet away. Ball given up to Eckstein, head of the key. Splitting a couple defenders in the lane area is Maya Eckstein. She fumbled the ball, gave it to Dirksen on the arc, and guess what? She rifled in another long shot.
Dirksen's got seven. Maya Eckstein has six. They got them all.
Straddling the arc on that shot was Dirksen, was awarded a 2 to make it 13-4. And then Rushi in the half court is handcuffed with a couple of passes near side court.
And Mary Local bottles up the Raiders, who lose the ball out of bounds. 61 ticks to go in the first, 13-4, Flyers lead. Marion Local into the half court, Unras over the timeline. Guarded now by Hazel Francis. Unras hasn't done the damage. It's been her teammates, the Ecksteins and Dirksen. Here's the ball fed into the post by Marion Local. Twisting move by Nora Eckstein, no good. Got the rebound back. Shot was altered by Rushi. Good defense by Poling, who stared the board. Raiders down the floor in a hurry. Rushi's got the ball high left. It's Francis, gives it up to a teammate, Haney, who goes baseline left. Haney lays it off behind her to Francis. She's at the elbow right. Poling's 18 feet from the basket now, giving Francis room to drive. Two white jerseys are around her, and she tries to elude trouble and throws it away. Intercepted by Marion Local. 7 seconds to go, first quarter. 13-4 Flyers. Unras 25 feet away, 15 feet away. Glides into the paint, short, no good. And that's how the first quarter closes. Marion Local 13, Rushi 4 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, what a start to this game for Allison Dirksen for Marion Local, Chuck.
Yeah.
She has shot it well from the arc, but right here, it's not Dirksen. It's a three ball by Audrey Winter. Way out, far side of the floor, 24-footer. Got a screen and nailed it. Everybody but Unras is doing scoring damage, and Marion Local's got a 16-4 spread. Here is Haney on the arc. Fires a pass into the paint to Poling. Poling is pinched by two defenders. Shot is a little heavy. Rebound down to Marion Local. Flyers driving into the lane. Winner. Shot blocked. Ball rolling to midcourt. Gobbled up by Haney. Claudia takes it the rest of the way for two. Big bucket by the Raiders. Haney to make it 16-6. Minute gone here in the second quarter. Flyers in the lead. Dirksen 20 feet away in the right corner. Fires it on top to Natalie Evers, who's in now. 5'8 junior. Near side, it is Ashman, Kate Ashman, 5'8 freshman, in off the bench. Mr. Runner, long rebound, Rushi quickly down the floor. Poling's got it low on the right. Marion Local bothers her, and the Raiders cannot contain the pass, and it goes out of bounds to Marion Local. How many miscues now?
That's seven turnovers.
6:43 to go, second quarter, 16-6, Marion Local. Flyers in the home, white-blue numbers outlined in gold. Gold and blue stripes down the sides of the shorts. Rushi, by contrast, just the opposite. Blue from top to bottom. Gold numerals. Little white piping. Gold down the sides of the shorts. Here is Marion Local shooting from the left flank. Along by Audrey Winter. Tried to match the one she made a moment ago. Missed it. Strong weak side rebound shot by Nora Eckstein. It was altered by Poling. It's loose. Comes down to Rushi. Top of the circle, York. Raiders down 10. 2 minutes played, second quarter. York to the foul line. Now to Poling on the arc. Ball given up deep left corner by Rushi. Thrown head of the key to Haney. Haney to Poling, low on the left, ducks under, good ball fake, baked it in. Boy, that was strong because they had a hand on it. Ronnie just pulled it away and laid it in. Ronnie Poling showing her stuff on that one. 16-8 in favor of Marion Local. Brucey scored four in a row. Marion Local throws the ball around on top. It is Evers in the left corner. Ball rotated straight away to Nora Eckstein. Here's a dribble drive down the right side of the lane by Kate Ashman. Crammed out of bounds by Rushi. Poling got her mitts on it. Marion Look will throw in baseline left. Playmaker Maya Eckstein. 16-8 Flyers. 5:26 to go. Quarter number two. 5-second count is on. Marion Local gets it in time to Audrey Winter, who throws it to center court, almost over and back. Marion Local conserves the possession. Nice save. Nora Eckstein feeds to the three-point shooter on the arc, and Kate Ashman singes the Nets a trifecta.
That's a freshman right there.
Everybody but Unras doing damage in the scoring column for Marion Local. What a night for the supporting cast for the Flyers, who lead it 19-8 with 5:02 to go in the second quarter. Ashman with a three, Winter with a three. Allison Dirksen's been hot from three-point land. Dribbling outside the arc, high right. It is York for Rushi to Poling straight away. 9-8 lead for Marion Local. Biggest separation's been 12. Ball thrown down low on the left by Haney for Poling. Turnaround shot in traffic. It's off the mark. Comes down to Marion Local. Here come the Flyers in a hurry. Left-handed runner by Audrey Winter. He is no good. Rebound of a Marion Local below the foul line. And a foul on Rushi. 4:36 to go, second quarter, 19-8 Flyers.
Well, the aggressiveness right now is all Flyers. Hey, that was a rebound by Poling, and she just got stripped. I don't see where that was a foul.
Marion Local inbounding, baseline left of the rim. Playmaker Ashman gives it up deep left corner to Audrey Winter. Straight away unguarded, Maya Eckstein. She says, well, I'll shoot the three if you want me to. It is off the iron, no good. Rebounded by the Raiders. Quickly forecourt right, setting up and shooting inside the arc. It is missed on the play by Rushi. That ball was gunned up from distance by the Raiders. Francis knocked out of bounds near side of the floor by Marion Local. Rushi still has it, down by 11. Just over four to play, quarter number two. Rushi on the bounce. It goes into York. York to Haney. Haney slides across the lane. Shot wouldn't go. Might have been modified a little bit. Rebound shot on the rim. It doesn't go down. And the Flyers have the board. A lid on it for Rushi here tonight. Dirksen high right. Hangs on for Marion Local. Guarded by Haney, 20 feet away. Ball given up to Eckstein. Eckstein to Audrey Winter. Interestingly enough, Unras not on the floor the last couple minutes. Ball thrown low post left to Dirksen. Swivels with the left hand, short. Here comes Rushi with it. York darts ahead. York at the elbow on the left. Feeds a teammate. Baseline left. It's Addison Chappie back to York. Open from 10. Wide right, but she was tagged on the wrist while shooting. Couple of free throws here for York for Rushi, which is down 19-8, 3:23 left in the first half. Raiders need every point that they can get, including the charity tosses. York shot hits the back iron, goes way up in the air, and plummets right down through. It counts 19-9 in favor of Marion Local. Second free throw coming for Faith York. Couple of bounces, spins the ball in her palm. Three more bounces on the floor and swish.
Nice.
York hits. She is substituted for by Hazel Francis. 19-10, Marion Local, 3:23 to go, second quarter.
Marion's fight song made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. It was the Michigan fight song.
Unras into the forecourt. She's back on the floor for Marion Local. She's left open from 18 feet. High right, short. Almost crawled over the rim. Rushi snatched the rebound.
Poling snared it, fed it in backcourt to Addison Chappie. Hemmed in near the timeline as Addison goes to Haney. Back to Chappie. Addison top of the circle. Now to Haney. Far left wing, it's Francis. Straight away, Haney. Deep left corner, Raiders looking for a screen. Open shot, it's not there. Good defense by the Flyers. The man-to-man for Marion Local has limited Rushi to 10 points in the game's first 14 minutes, or close to 14. We're under 2.5 remaining in period number two.
Well, you talked about their defense before the game, and it's as advertised, where they are sticky.
Yep, it limits the opposition to mid-30 percentile shooting. Finally, Rushi, with discipline and patience, gets the ball from Haney to Poling down low on the right. She's got the defender on her hip. She's darn near below the net. She catches and scores. 19-12, Marion Local by 7. Overplay at the timeline. Good hustle by Francis of Rushi. She almost produces the steal. And Beth Strive, head coach of the Flyers, gets a timeout. 1:56 to go till half. 19-12, Marion Local over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Allison Dirksen for Marion Local has lit it up tonight. Two twos, a long three. They are the Wisebridge plays of this first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Open player for the Flyers after the Marion Local timeout. Audrey Winter missed a jumper. Foul line extended right. Rushi counters. Long three ball by the Raiders. Overshot by Addison Chappie. Rebound down to Marion Local. A minute 14 to go. Second quarter. 19-8. Flyers lead. Winter misses a shot for the Marion Local. Then Chappie misses for Rushi. Here's a drive of the Flyers. Right down the right lane line goes Maya Eckstein. And she dropped it off her shoe out of bounds.
Yep. Good defense that time. They stepped right over, put a hand on the ball, made it knock it off her leg.
The difference in this game is 7. Marion Local scored just one field goal in the last 4 minutes. At one point, the Flyers were up 16-4 with 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Now it's a 7-point contest. 50 seconds to go. Rushi at side court. Near steal on the play by Unrest, as she might have taken it away, but stepped on the sideline. And Rushi gets a reprieve. Down 7 are the Raiders. Could be a lot worse. Rushi stood its ground defensively here in the last few minutes. Coming out to catch is Haney. Claudia's got the ball 30 feet away. Gave it to Addison Chappie. At the point, high left. Here is Chappie. Foul line extended left. Nearly dragged the pivot foot. Fed it to a teammate. Baseline left. Here's a short jump shot. Bumped up and made. Good-looking jumper on the play by Rushi.
Claudia Haney.
Claudia Haney knocked it down. That ball went as high in the air as it did distance on the floor. Well done by Haney to make it a 5-point game. She was wide open. Good ball rotation by Rushi. Here's Marion Local going back door with 6 seconds to go in the period. Then the Flyers throw it on the arc to the jump shooter. Missed by Winter. Out of bounds into the first row. And the first half closes. Rushi once down 12. Got a nice second quarter closing basket from Claudia Haney to cut the Marion Local lead to 5. 19-14 Flyers over the Raiders here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at the Marion Local Flyers Gym. Home team leads Rushi 19-14 at the halftime break. 5-point spread. Flyers in front. Our halftime presented to you by Schniffel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. And by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. It is your preferred underground plumbing specialist, J&J Brodigham. Chuck?
Well, the rebounding is 12-12. That's even. 5-3 offensive rebounding advantage to the Flyers. The Raiders turned it over 7 times. Didn't turn it over in the second quarter. So that was all in the first quarter. It's only 2 turnovers by the Flyers. The free throw shooting, the Raiders 2-2. Marion Local didn't go to the free throw line in the first half. They were led by Dirksen. She had 7 for the half. Maya Eckstein had 6. And then Audrey Winter had 3. And Kate Ashman had 3. They scored 13 and 6. 19 for the first half. Rushi led by Ronnie Poling with 6. Claudia Haney with 4. 2 each from York. And Addison Shappy. They scored 14 and 10. And they trail it 19 to 14 at the half.
Yeah, real credit to Marion Local, leading scorer on the year. Ava Unras, 14 points a game. Held scoreless, although the Flyers still do lead by 5. Good job by the Raiders defensively on her. Credit to Marion Local. Other kids have stepped up.
Well, yeah, they've had a couple of kids step up. They've made 3 threes, and Rushi's made none. So that's your difference in the ball game right now.
Yep, 3 3-pointers by different young ladies for the Marion Local Flyers. That's our halftime report. Marion Local 19, Rushi 14. We're brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and by Schniffel Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton,
Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to Marion Local. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 2 minutes left till the start of the third quarter. 19-14 our score. Marion Local girls lead Rushi. Rushi once trailed 16-4 with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. A little surge for the Raiders down the stretch to slice a 12-point deficit to 5 at halftime. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Last spring, Francis Manufacturing, East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Say, we've been doing business now for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. It's the family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids, too. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday.
40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loraman. Here we go. We start the third quarter of this game. Rushi basketball. Raiders down by 5. Chance to cut it to 2 or 3 as we open up the third period of action. Rushi with possession. Far right side of the floor. It's Hazel Francis. Lobs it out back to a teammate, Faith York. Open shooter, left corner, Celeste Borcher. Swish on a 3-ball. Oh, that was nice ball rotation from one corner of the floor to the other. Borcher's on the finish, and guess what? We've got a 2-point game, 19-17 Marion Local.
Well, they did a nice job of finding her. Her defender fell down, and they got the ball right to her.
Here come the Flyers attacking down inside on the play to Nora Eckstein, tied up momentarily by Rushi. Whistle traveling on the Flyers.
She fell down. That's automatic.
Rushi Raiders get it back. We've got 8 players in backcourt here. Token pressure by Marion Local. Poling delivers it to Addison Chappie to the timeline. Addison's up and over. She's picked up on the arc by Audrey Winter. Chappie, foul stripe, back to the basket. Pulls up, stops, goes into the post to Poling. Poling twisting, turning with the left hand. Yes, for 2. 19-19 deadlock. A minute gone, third quarter. Here is Marion Local attacking top of the circle. Oh, the pass is telegraphed. Steal by York. York streaks the other way for the Raiders. In! Bucket by York. Rushi in the lead. 2 points. 21-19. 7-0 run by Rushi here in the first 90 seconds, third quarter. Marion Local out of the arc. Handling the ball is Nora Eckstein. High right to Maya, her sister. Ball given up to Dirksen. Right corner, Maya Eckstein goes baseline below the backboard. Hemmed in, throws it away in the corner, out of bounds to Rushi.
Now they had 2 turnovers in the first half, 3 in the first minute, 40 seconds of the third quarter.
Wow, has the complexion of this game ever changed? Here come the Raiders. York gives it up deep right corner to Francis. Now to Addison Chappie. Here's Borchers, top of the circle. Picked up on the play by Winter. Trying to split a couple defenders is the Raiders. Borchers, head coach Michael Bayshore, thought she was fouled. No call. Marion Local, fast break down the floor. 3-on-2. Layup missed. Stick back, no good. Fighting hard on the inside is Dirksen, who finally draws a 2-shot foul. Have to agree with Coach Bayshore. Thought the Raiders should have been shooting 2 free throws.
I agree with him.
Dirksen at the stripe for Marion Local, which is down to 21-19. Dirksen swishes to make it 21-20. What a run by Rushi to open up the second half. Took a 2-point lead, 21-19. Dirksen knocks the count, 21 all, with a couple charity tosses. Rushi scored the first 7. Couple free throws here by Marion Local early on in the third. 21-21 tie. York, far side of the floor, defended by the Flyers. And the ball goes off York's fingertips, out of bounds. Referee right there on the spot. Marion Local over the timeline. It's Unras. Boy, Rushi's done a fine job on her. Don't think she scored, Chuck.
She has not.
14 points a game, one of the leading scorers in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Maybe 3 or 4 shots at the most, and she's spending a half an hour in the lane that time.
Here is Audrey Winter, high right, goes baseline, leans in with the left hand, little push shot from 8 feet, short, rebound by Rushi. Raiders have it in backcourt. Rushi up and over the timeline. Ball thrown, deep corner. Ooh, good save by Borchers to Poling, foul stripe. Far wing to Francis. Francis drives baseline. Cluster of white shirts underneath. Ball might have gone off her leg. Could have been a foul, and Marion Local ruled out of bounds to Rushi.
Don't tell the referees, but yes, that's right. It should have been. It should have been Marion.
Yeah, we were looking right down the end line.
You can't miss it from here.
Right.
Except the referee did.
Rushi gets a break. Ball lobbed into Poling, foul line. Now to York. York penetrates the lane area, throws it back on the arc to Haney, who traces it down. Claudia is out of control, top of the circle, stolen on the play. Here is Audrey Winter down the floor, probing the lane for Marion Local, hacked on the arm, and she'll get two. 4:41 to go here in the third quarter. We're tied at 21. Rushi once trailed 16-4 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Foul shot by Winter, good. I remarked in the pregame, Marion Local leads the MAC in free throw shooting, just over 70%, and they have been marksmen at the stripe here tonight.
They shot four, they made four.
Both free throws here are good. 23-21 Flyers, who inch back in the lead with 4:41 to go in the third period.
And Flyers are going to go play a little 2-3 zone now. Took the press off, and they're going to go zone.
Very interesting. Outside the arc on the right, it's Francis. Into the right corner, Haney. Head coach Michael Bayshore looking on. Let's see what the Raiders do to attack this zone from Marion Local. Addison Chappie, deep left corner. Thought about the three, didn't let it fly. Gave it up on top to Francis. Francis into the right corner. Pinched by two defenders. Gave it to Haney. Into the middle to Poling. Ball juggled. Pinballed around. Marion Local on the steal. Quickly 2-on-1 break. Down to Unruss. Driving layup is good. Well done. Transition field goal by Marion Local. Unruss's first bucket of the night. Flyers have turned a 2-point deficit quickly into a 4-point lead. Claudia Haney streaks through the lane. Good defense by Marion Local. Hand on ball. It goes out of bounds to Rushi. 3:46 remaining. Third period. Raiders had taken a 2-point lead. Now Marion Local with a string of 6 straight points. 4-point advantage Flyers under the halfway mark. Third period. Ball rotated near side to Borchers. Left corner Haney. Haney fakes right, goes left, gets down within 5 feet from the rim. Shot blocked on the play by Nora Eckstein. Loose ball recovered to Barushi. Marion Local with some length on the interior. Baseline left, Haney open from 15. High off the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Poling up strong. Tipped into the corner, Haney tracks it down. Rushi still with it. On the arc to Addison Chappie, head coach Bayshore signals a play. 3:06 to go, third quarter. Flyers up 4. Lengthy possession for Rushi, which needs points out of it. High left, 3 ball in the air. Francis hit the rim, no good. Rebound Poling right in front. Backboard rim, it came off. Tough break. Would not go down. Marion Local captures the rebound. Here's Unruss straight away. Marion Local up 4. 2:40 left in the third quarter. Ball given up deep right corner to Maya Eckstein. On top to Dirksen. 3-point shooter, high right, lets it fly. Yes, it's in. Maya Eckstein loves that spot. She gave the ball up, got it right back, pivoted, and nailed it. And Marion Local's up 7, having scored 9 in a row to answer Rushi's run. Deep left corner, Haney for the Raiders. Down to 2:12 left in the third. Ball goes cross court. Down low on the left to Francis. She's hemmed in. Gives it up on the arc to Addison Chappie. Hazel Francis foul line. Back to Addison. Shot fake. Thought about the three. Low on the left to Borchers. Awkward pivot shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Poling. Ball stripped away by Marion Local, which throws it out of bounds up on the stage at the far end. Poor Flyers missed a chance there. Numerous shots by Rushi here in the last couple minutes, Chuck. Deflected, one or two blocks, several altered.
Well, the 2-3 zone has done a nice job because Poling was getting the ball and scoring inside. That's taken that away.
Yep.
Somebody else is going to have to score now.
Good change by Flyers head coach Beth Stribe, altering defenses. Here's Haney in the lane on the arc to York. Rushi down 7, 90 seconds to go, third quarter. York in the teeth of the zone. Gives it up to Chappie on the arc. Oh, a telegraph pass. Intercepted by the Marion Local Flyers. And running the last 60 feet is Maya Eckstein, the ninth grader, having a heck of a game tonight for Marion Local.
She has 11.
9-point lead, Flyers. 30-21, 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's a baseline drive. Berushi is Haney. It's on the rim, no good. Tipped up by Bowling. It's no good on the iron. Game off. Berushi all of a sudden can't buy one. Dirksen to Maya Eckstein for Marion Local on the arc. Dribbles against York. Gives it up to teammate Kate Ashman. Ball fired cross court to Evers. Evers heaves it into the paint. No one's home. And it goes out of bounds to Rushi. Very interesting third quarter. It was 19-14 Marion Local at the half. Rushi scored 7 to take the lead. 21-19. Marion Local has answered with 11 in a row. Two streaks here in the third quarter. Rushi finds itself down 9. 34 ticks left on the clock. Haney deep left corner. Rushi stymied against this zone. Here's York inside the arc of the left. Makes a bad pass to the top of the circle. Marion Local's Unruh steals. Outlet to Ashman. Driving one-hand layup. Got it. Flyers with some layups here now. Sloppy ball handling by Rushi. Raiders with the ball 25 feet away. Cali Gubo in, 5'9 sophomore. The lead is swollen to 11 for Marion Local. Ball thrown to Poling in the lane. It's tipped off her fingertips, taken away by Unruh, who scoots the last 40 feet and can't get this shot off. As the third quarter finishes, Flyers on a run, scoring the last 13 of the third period to lead 32-21 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Marion Local Flyers have streaked to an 11-point spread, 32-21. And went back to the zone. Rushi had sneaked in front, 21-19, scored in the first 7 of the third quarter. Great response by Marion Local, 11 consecutive. We start the fourth. Here is Rushi thumping the ball out of bounds. Marion Local attacking down to her right. Flyers play in the D4 Wapakoneta District, which advances down to the Southwest Regional. Minster and Marion Local, the top 2 seeds in that order. Minster 1, Marion Local 2. Wildcats lost to the Flyers earlier in the year. Two teams are tied atop the back standings with Versailles and St. Henry. Here is Unruh attacking down the left lane line and hits a banker on the run, motoring to the rim. Great play by Ava Unruh, and she was tagged on the arm as she delivered the shot off the window, and the Flyers have their biggest advantage, 13 points, 34-21. Free throw by Ava. Pushes it up, way off to the right, kind of crooked. Rebound down to Rushi, which trails by 13. And the Raiders, Chuck, against this zone, have not scored in the last 5 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, all they're doing is throwing the ball around on the perimeter until they turn it over. They've got 14 turnovers, 7 here in the second half again. There's a travel.
Yep, high right, Haney. Haney scoots into the lane, dragged the pivot foot, no call, and then pitched it right to a Flyers player. Here's Winter down the floor for Marion Local. Gives it up to Eckstein. Straight away handled there by Nora to Maya Eckstein. Back to Nora, splits a couple blue shirts. Her leaner deflected. Rushi takes it away. Here come the Raiders. Francis down the floor, right corner. Goes baseline, pivots, and misses an 8-footer. It was on the rim, teetered, and came off a lid on it for the Raiders. They've been held scoreless now, pushing 7 minutes in this game. Here is Marion Local, deep left side of the floor. It is Maya Eckstein out high to Nora. Unross has got it. Fakes right, goes left. Lane's open. She laid it up there. Short. No good. Rebound, Rushi. Raiders need a bucket here. 6:09 to play. Francis to Haney in the left corner. And she bangs in a long two-pointer. A step inside the arc. Haney rifles in a shot. Rushi's been stuck at 21 for 7 minutes plus. 6:03 to go in the game. Marion Local 34, Rushi 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Marion Local possession as we kick off the final 6 minutes of this game. 34-23, Flyers lead the Raiders. Top of the circle with the basketball for Marion Local is Winner. Ball dealt to Maya Eckstein. Maya the freshman, Nora her sister, a senior. Ball goes baseline left, lost momentarily. Marion Local gets it back. Flyers running clock now. Up by 11, 5.5 to go in the fourth. Near midcourt, Maya Eckstein travels to get the loose ball. Timeout called. And Marion Local will have possession when we return. 5:25 to go in the fourth. Raiders down 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Hey, don't search for that best morning breakfast any longer. You don't need to hunt to find it, because the aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, the Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around, one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 at the Rushi Inn. It's the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, including pizza, wings, and more. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main. Marion Local after the timeout, a miss in the lane by Maya Eckstein. Rebound down to the Raiders, who are running out of time, trailing by 11. 4:40 left to go in the game. Francis left baseline. She's cornered, pitches a shot up anyway, around the edge of the backboard. It almost went in. She was slapped on the arm as she delivered it and is awarded two. Well, Rushi's had a ton of makeable shots, Chuck. Yeah, a few have been altered. Lengthy kids for Marion Local down to the inside, but Rushi's been unfortunate. Shots just have not bounced their way. Free throw by Francis, good. 34-24 Marion Local. Second one up and rolling in. 34-25 Marion Local. 4:36 left in the fourth quarter. Pressure by the Raiders. Six players in backcourt, three white jerseys through three blue. Unross breaks the heat up and over the timeline. The Flyers logo gives to Dirksen at the elbow on the left. She wanted to pass it, then belatedly shot it, missed it badly. Easy rebound, Rushi. Raiders need to capitalize right here, down 9, 4:12 to go in the fourth. Cross-court pass to Francis, shot fake. She's doubled in the paint area. Either shot it or tried to pass it. Bailed out, hacking foul called against Marion Local, and it's ruled a two-shot situation. Rushi will take it.
Well, I think that was the correct call on the shot. It was a foul, but boy, she got bailed out. She had no chance of making a shot there.
Foul shot too hard by Hazel, 34-25 in favor of Marion Local. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw by Francis, dips the knees. Swish. 34-26, Rushi within eight. Rushi in the low 60 percentile range on free throws this year. Marion Local above 70. Flyer streak down the left side of the floor. Here's the trap by Rushi, and it causes a mistake by Marion Local. Error handling the ball in front of the boys' student section, far corner of the floor. 3:53 to go in the fourth. Zone defense by Marion Local. Rushi down eight with the ball right in front of us. It's York on the bounce. Gets a high screen from Poling. Ball looped into the far corner of the floor to Addison Chappie, who hangs on. She skips it cross-court to Borchers. She slants through the lane, tries a little runner. Oh, it goes in and out, in and out, in and out again. Poling can't control the rebound. Marion Local hammers it out of bounds.
It was going to be Marion's ball, but Winter stuck a hand out and dribbled it off the end line.
That shot right there, Chuck, symbolizes the night for Rushi. That ball was in twice for Ronnie Poling, but would not go down through the cylinder. 3:23 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi behind by eight. Near side of the floor, it's Francis. Gets a screen from York. Good defense by Unross, who cuts her off. Dribble drive into the lane by Chappie, and it's stripped on the play by Marion Local. Good defense by Winter, who got a paw on the ball and knocked it loose. 2:58 to go in the game. Marion Local possession up eight. Coming out to catch, 25 feet away is Ashman. Ashman on the bounce. Straight away with it is Nora Eckstein. Down low to Dirksen. Dirksen's little turnaround from 10. Much too strong. Heck of a rebound by Ronnie Poling. Boy, she was demonstrative.
Very aggressive right there.
She yanked it off the glass. Pivoted that body around. Made sure she had it. No way the Flyers could take that one away. Rushi again after an empty possession with the Flyers. Needs to score. Raiders almost out of bounds with it. In fact, I think Chappie is on the boundary right in front of the Raiders bench. Defense by Marion Local helped cause it. But you got to know where you are on the court. 2:19 to go in the fourth. Seconds going by here. Rushi not making much of a dent into this difference.
Well, she got bumped on the side here. But you got to be stronger than that. They're not going to make that call.
Right. 8-point game, 2:10 to go. Rushi stabs it out of bounds into the first row across the way. We've got some kind of a warning issued to someone on the Rushi bench, perhaps.
He said white, so. Oh. Maybe somebody knocked the ball away or something, probably a delay warning.
Well, forget we even said it. Don't know who it was on, but it was a warning of some kind issued by the referee. Here's Unross getting the ball left corner, and she tries to make a slick reverse layup, tightrope the boundary, went behind the backboard, came out on the other side, hooked it back over her shoulder. Crafty maneuver, knew she would draw a two-shot foul, and does, and she's at the stripe and makes it. 35-26 Marion Local, a minute 56 to go in the fourth. Just too many empty possessions by Rushi tonight. Shooting percentage 4. Turnovers in bunches.
17 for the game.
Both foul shots by Unras good. Boy, she's been checked on, what, just one or two baskets all night, Chuck?
She has two baskets, two free throws, so she has 6 points total.
Well, if you would have told Coach Bayshore of Rushi before the game, you will hold Unras, the leading scorer for Marion Local, to 6 points with under 2 minutes to go, he would have said, I'll take it, we're probably ahead. But Marion Local's gotten some fine production from the rest of the supporting cast.
Maya Eckstein with 11, the freshman, she's been terrific.
Yep, she sparkled, and Marion Local's own defense has been very tenacious. Baseline left with the ball for Rushi as Borchers on the arc to York. York delivers it to Addison Chappie. High launch behind the arc, off the back iron. Long rebound left corner, Borchers of Rushi. Splits a couple defenders, swishes the 10-foot runner. Give her the continuation move, count it, plus one. She's at the stripe. 36-28, Marion Local, a minute 19 to go in the fourth.
I think both coaches were shocked that they counted that basket.
I was surprised.
That's an NBA play right there.
Raiders will accept it. Free throw in the air by Borchers, a little bit too much oomph on it. Long rebound, punch to the top of the circle, Flyers corral it. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Marion Local with a minute 17 to go in the fourth. 36-28, Flyers in the lead. Rouge has committed two fouls in the quarter. Raiders will have to commit three more to force Marion Local to shoot. Backcourt, it's Dirksen. Hands off to Unras. That's the young lady the Flyers want to handle the ball here. Unras outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to teammate Nora Eckstein. She's bumped. Foul three on Rushi. 62 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion Local 36, Rushi 28. Keep in mind the Raiders trailed 19-14 at the half. We're once down 16-4. Storm from behind early on third quarter. Pumped in the first seven of the second half. Led 21-19, and then Marion Local tallied the next 11. Baseline shot to Dirksen, out of control for Marion Local, went behind the backboard, out of bounds to Rushi. Not over yet, 53 seconds to go, but the Raiders, Chuck, need to make shots.
Yeah, that's not been their strength tonight. Nope. They need to throw something in from outside.
Here's Addison Chappie between the circles, zone comes out to greet her. Ball delivered right corner. Shot launched by Francis. Didn't touch anything. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Off the foot of a Flyer player. Out of bounds to Rushi. 43.3 to go. Flyers up eight. Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker York for Rushi. On the arc to Addison Chappie. She's been held in check tonight. Here's Addison, top of the circle. High archer, banged off the rim. Great rebound by Ronnie Poling. She's belted on the play. Out of bounds to Rushi. Fourth foul on the Flyers. 34.2 left to go, fourth quarter. Seconds ticking by, 36-28. Marion Local in the lead. York, the playmaker, lobbed in the lane to Poling. Poling caught it, turned around, banked it, in and out. No good. That's the way it's gone all night long for the Raiders. Rebound to Marion Local. Quickly, York steps in to get the knot up. It's a tie. And we look at the arrow. Rushi gets the ball right back. 27.5 remaining. York inbounding. Goes to Francis, foul line extended left, splits a couple defenders down the lane, and she is bumped from the backside by Nora Eckstein while shooting and is awarded two free ones. 23.7 to go, 36-28, Marion Local. Seems like Rushi at this end, Chuck, has had the ball forever but can't generate points. Free throw, too hard, no good.
It's like a soccer match. They've had the ball in their end the whole time, but they can't score a goal.
Yeah, exactly. Second free throw, Rushi Raiders, pumped up there by Francis. It is good, and it's 36-29, Marion Local. 23.7 to go here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Claudia Haney's got a big fourth quarter field goal for Rushi, trying to bring the Raiders back. They're still down 7. 23 ticks on the clock. Haney with a big hoop. A Wisebridge play of the fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Marion Local against Rushi. Pressure does eventually get the ball into the half court. We're down to 17.3 to go. Fourth team foul on the Raiders. The next one will send Marion Local to the line. And coming out is Poling on Dirksen and surrounds her. Whistle blows, 13.9 remaining. Dirksen at the stripe for Marion Local, which I think, Chuck, has missed just one free throw all night.
Yeah, they are for their six of seven.
And make it 7 of 8 as Dirksen drops it in.
She's now in double figures with 10.
And Marion Local will improve on its year-long free throw shooting percentage tonight, which was in the low 70 percentile range. This shot is bouncing off to the right. No good. Rebounded by Rushi, down 8, 37-29. Hustling down the right side of the floor is Borchers. Borchers cuts to the rim and banks home a shot. Hit the window and rolled through to make it 37-31. Marion Local with 4.8 remaining in the fourth. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Marion Local inbounds after the timeout. Rushi elects to not foul, and the final seconds tick away to end the game. 37-31. Flyers beat the Rushi girls here tonight at Marion Local. It was simply a case of the zone defense for Marion Local over the final two quarters, stifling Rushi's shot making. Raiders just did not shoot it well at all in the final two periods, or for most of the night for that matter. And Marion Local with a great streak early on third quarter after Rushi pumped in the first 7 to begin the second half. Marion Local shot home 11 points in a row to wipe out a 21-19 deficit, lead 30-21. Final difference in the game is 6, 37-31. Say you won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 15% off on everything, including Century brand hand tools, made in America, lifetime warranty. Great buy. Century hand tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 15% off on everything. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in stock. Special pricing, professional service, at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, where we make buying hardware easy. Final difference in the game, 6. We'll be back to sum it up in just a few minutes. Marion Local 37, Rushi 31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
And welcome back here to Marion Local. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Let's take a look at the scoring. Final difference in this game wound up, what, Chuck, 6 points?
6, 37-31. Rushi scored 14 in the first half, 17 in the second half, picked up their offense a little bit. Flyers had 19 and 18, very consistent, 37 for the game. Rushi had a 27-21 rebounding advantage. The Raiders turned it 17 times. The Flyers turned it 10, 7-9 from the free throw line. For Marion, Rushi 6 of 9. Individual scoring for the Flyers, they were led by Maya Eckstein with 11. Allison Dirksen had 10. Unross had 6. They got 5 from Ashman and 5 from Winter. My player of the game is going to be the freshman, Maya Eckstein. She had a terrific game. On the other side for Rushi, they were led. Nobody had double figures. They were led by Ronnie Poling with 8. Celeste Borchers with 7. Claudia Haney with 6. And they got 4 each from New York and Francis. Francis got all hers from the free throw line. And Shappy had 2. She had the first 2 of the game. Didn't score again. My player of the game for Rushi is going to be Celeste Borchers. I guess I picked 2 freshmen. Didn't even know that until I just
said it. There you go. And both teams with a lot of really good youth on them, and they shined here in this contest tonight. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, the Rushi girls' six-game win streak comes to an end tonight. Rushi had won eight of its last nine before falling here to Marion Local 37-31. Rushi on the year now 12-9. Raiders have a game with Fort Loramie coming up on this Thursday, and we've got the play-by-play in color for you on scoresbroadcast.com in about a quarter till 7. Opening tip 7:15 this Thursday from Fort Loramie. Rushi at Fort Loramie girls action in the Shelby County Athletic League. And the Marion Local Flyers advance now to 14-6 on the season. Marion Local is tied atop the standings in the Midwest Athletic Conference. The win tonight, the 14th for Marion Local. Next contest for the Flyers is upcoming against Coldwater, and it's a league event on Thursday night at the Cavaliers Gym. Marion Local at Coldwater, big game for the Flyers. A win by Marion Local on Thursday assures the Marion Local girls of no worse than a tie for the MAC basketball championship. And then Marion Local heads to Fort Loramie next Tuesday. We'll get to see the Flyers in action once more against the Redskins next Tuesday. That will be covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget this coming Friday night, it's Botkins at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. And more than likely, Botkins at Lima Shawnee on Saturday evening. That is to be officially determined yet. Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule of games. And again, a big salute to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Thanks to you, our online listeners tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks to Mr. Koenig, Director of Athletics here at Marion Local, for rolling out the red carpet for us. And we will talk to you once again on Thursday when Rushi plays at Fort Loramie in girls Shelby County Athletic League action. For our online listeners, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying goodnight for Marion Local. Final score once again, the Flyers 37, the Raiders girls 31.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's
Michigan's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores. Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.